Putnam County Mayor Randy Porter is in here with us. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, guys.
Good to have you in here. I want to first thing I want to talk about is the Keith Bilbrey thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's coming up soon.
Yeah, coming up May the 9th. We wanted to do something special. Dwight Henry came to me and said, you know, we were on the Huckabee show, and Governor Huckabee saying, you know, Keith's here. Why haven't y'all ever done anything for Keith? And we thought, why haven't we ever done anything for Keith? So we started trying to put it together, and we've been working on it several months, trying to work around everyone's schedule.
That's the hardest part.
That's
isn't
the
it?
Hardest yeah. part. We got Keith's schedule, but then trying to work around some of the Opry folks that want to be here. And then it finally just all started coming together. It's going to be a great night. It's coming up on May the 9th at 6:30.
I mean, it's a laundry list of Opry stars, too. It's not just, I mean, it's like everybody.
Everybody you can think of. Got some great surprises coming. Just amazed at the reception we got from those folks when we reached out to ask, would you help us? I have to get kudos to Shan Stout. Between her and Sam and all the folks they know at the Opry, really made a big difference. But it's going to be a great night. We sold out. Tickets are all gone.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Oh, we're maxed at the chamber. So
I'm excited about it. Of course, you know, Keith Bilbrey got his start here on WHEB.
Yeah.
Him and my dad, they started the same week and here on WHEB. And he was, you know, best man at my dad's wedding, you know, my mom and dad's wedding. And he's just always been a guy that I looked up to in this field. And knowing he was from here made you think, well, I can go and do whatever I want to as well.
Yeah, it gave you that that fortitude to say, oh, if he can do that, I can go do
that.
Well,
I mean, he kind of started that. I mean, you had several people from this area go and do huge things in the radio business.
Absolutely.
And he was he broke the seal on that.
He did.
And it made it possible for all of the rest of us that went and tried to do it, you know, and just a really great guy and loves Cookeville.
Oh, he does. And to look at all he's been able to do once he started here and then the Opry and the Huckabee show and all the things that he does, he's just a great guy. We just, I don't know why we hadn't done this already, but we're really going to do it big and expecting, like I said, we're maxed out. Thanks to Zimmer for being our title sponsor, WHUB, since he started here. And it's just going to be a great event.
Mm-hmm. Well, we also coming up real soon, too, is the – and we talked about this last week, but Run for the Wall is coming through, too, and that's a huge deal.
Absolutely. That's May 19th. That started a few years ago, and these veterans traveling, and, of course, their end result is Arlington Cemetery, and they come through, and they just loved it here.
Mm-hmm.
And we treated them. We wanted to treat them. We got them a place to stay. They spent the night. Now they're spending two nights in Cookeville.
Mm-hmm. And they liked it so much they wanted to stay twice.
Stay twice. And so what they do is they come in, they spend the night. It gives them a little rest. But they take a day and they go out somewhere in the community and they do something special for the community.
That's great.
And it's just amazing. And those folks, I can't imagine riding those bikes from California.
I know,
all across
the country.
Arlington every day and through every kind of weather you can think of. Some of the neatest people, though.
100%. Greatest stories ever.
Last year I met this veteran. We were talking as he'd walked in, and I thought, this guy, boy, he's in great shape, you know. And he said, guess how old I am? And I said, 60, maybe 65. He was 90.
Oh, what? My goodness.
Still on a motorcycle.
I love it.
One of their leaders, I mean, he was, I said, wow. And he told me how many years he'd been doing it. And I said, how do you do that? He's just in great physical shape and just not going to give up. He said, I'm going to go until I can't.
Wow.
And I had trouble skipping this morning.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Can you skip?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You can?
I can too.
No. You sure?
Well,
I just went in the mood.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. I don't think I think she's a non-skipper. That's what
she
I think.
Probably is too.
Yeah.
But these guys are wanting to make sure when our Vietnam veterans came back home, and I remember this, my dad was in Army during the Vietnam War. When they came back home, they didn't get a good welcome back. I mean, absolutely. Some folks treated them terrible. And we're trying to make up for that. And I think we have as a country.
Sure.
I think we have recognized them. But these guys are all about making sure that that those folks that gave their life, that they're still recognized and that the Vietnam folks don't have that
stigma
around them that that they had back then, because everybody was, a lot of folks were against the war.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about growth. I saw where something was approved for 590 new homes in the county. Is that out on Diddy Road?
We're growing.
That's what it seems like.
Oh, yeah, I had noticed.
Have you heard about that?
Yes. just kidding.
It's like, yes.
Yes.
I know all about that.
It's a secret, though. Can't tell you anything about it. No.
Level two, top secret.
Yeah. It's
Get that on your 911 show.
It's a new development, kind of still in the planning stages. You got about a 1,000-acre farm down there that the owners are looking at developing it. Possibly could be up to 850 new homes.
850. Oh, my.
But that'd be in stages.
Sure, yeah, but still to have the possibility.
Oh, absolutely.
Of 850 new homes. And that obviously the builder or the developer wouldn't be into this if he didn't think they were needed.
Right. Well, they are. We still have a low inventory when it comes to homes in Putnam County. You've got all the folks that got the low interest rates on their home mortgages and the 2 and 3%. They're not willing to sell their home now and go buy another one
at
7%. Yeah. And so it's really caused a problem, I think, not only here but nationwide, the folks not wanting to sell. So there's just low inventory. Mm-hmm. And even though we've got homes that are being built, they're not being built fast enough to keep up with the need.
What does that mean for the county to have that? Like, for a developer to come in and do that? How does that translate into good for the county?
Well, we have to be really careful when you're developing something that size. It'll go to the Regional Planning Commission. It went to there this month, and then they postponed it for a couple months, and we're all going to get together with all the agencies, and you start adding that many houses in that one area, you're going to have issues that developers are going to have to make sure they take care of before they can build. And we get concerned about traffic and schools.
That's what I was going to ask. You know, Diddy Road, you know, I hadn't been on it in a while, but I don't think it's changed much since I was a teenager.
It hasn't. It's going to be widened.
Yeah.
Had to work with TDOT, with Burgess Falls and Diddy. I'm guessing at some point that's going to be a four-way stop or a traffic light
something.
But the good thing about these homes is you're not going to build them all at once. So you get 20 or 25, and then you get another, you know, 20 or 25, and they slowly build into the area. These folks seem very cooperative. They're looking at donating land for a future school.
I'd seen that too, like 16 acres or something is that even something that you've thought about what kind of school you'd put there yet, or is that way on down the road?
Way on down the road.
Okay.
Probably we have to see kind of how the folks that move in, the ages of their children, but probably would be a K-4 would be my guess. Of course, that's a Corby King thing.
Yeah.
Donate land for a fire station, EMS station to be on site. I think they're looking at it being kind of a HOA.
Yeah.
Or that maybe they'll take care of your yard for you and the maintenance on your homes and stuff for a monthly fee. And they're going to have all kinds of homes from the bottom end to the top end, depending on what you want. And so it's just in the real planning stages right now. So we have to see how it goes.
Well, it sounded real interesting when I saw it was going to be that many homes. It's kind of shocking, you know. Would that be one of the biggest developments in the county?
Probably Cumberland Cove. That was a huge one, you know, back in the 80s that developed. But this would be the largest one that I know of in recent history.
Yeah.
You've got some smaller developments that are going on in Baxter down that area of 200, 300, 400, 500.
Which seemed like a lot at the time when they announced that. You're like, 300 new homes in Baxter? Yeah. What's going on here?
Well, you got Portobello, the new plant that moved. A lot of folks want to live close to where they work.
Sure.
So I think we're growing, and And there's that need for the new homes, for folks that are moving in, mm-hmm. and then also to keep up with the growth of new families that are coming of mm-hmm. age and people holding on to their homes, and they need something yeah. to be able to have for a home. I talked to a couple. They had bid on like 18 or 19 homes.
Oh, my.
Trying to get a home, and they got outbid on all of them, you know. And
I mean, it's like that. It just brings their hope down a little bit, yeah, you know, when they get told no 19 times.
Takes away that dream, doesn't yeah. it? Of everybody yeah. wants to own their own home. Yeah. So hopefully this is going to help that issue.
So many events coming up, too. Like, we always have the National Day of Prayer, and it's coming up May the 2nd. Of course, Marsha Mullins, who uh-huh. is the National Day of Prayer Task Force member, she'll be in tomorrow at 7:30.
She's a great and lady.
I know mm-hmm. you're a big part of that, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It happens at the courthouse every year. We love it. Always have a great crowd, and you can never have too much prayer.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, absolutely. And then we haven't talked about it much, but, you know, Red, White, and Boom coming up, and with that comes the parade and a salute to veterans and all of that. That's also at the courthouse. Sheila and I get to broadcast that this year.
Oh, wow.
Fun.
That's right. It's a great event.
Yeah.
The little patriotic parade we have mm-hmm. with the kids beforehand, that is absolutely my favorite part of Don't Tell Mayor Shelton I Said That. He thinks the fireworks is, but it's the patriotic parade.
We like the fireworks, but the kids are real cute.
They are dressing up in their patriotic
red, white,
costumes,
and blue
red, white, and blue stuff, and that's just amazing time to see that. But it's a great day of events.
Yeah, and that happens on July 4th.
July 4th starts that morning at the courthouse with that parade. We'll have the ceremony then at the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Then we move out to the fairgrounds. Gates will open somewhere around 3. I think concerts start at 5. Mm-hmm. Go all the way up to the finale with the fireworks till after 9.
Well, we've teamed up with Upper Cumberland Reporter. So we're going to broadcast the parade, and Sheila and I will be commentating the parade as the kids go by. So we're going to treat it like it's the Macy's Parade.
Oh, that'd
you know?
Be great.
That'd be fun.
That'll be great.
So if you're not able to be out there, you'll be able to see it. Of course, we'll be broadcasting that live here on WHUB, plus the your portion where you honor veterans.
Right.
Do you know who you're going to be honoring this year? Or
we've got some ideas. Okay. We're still working through those. We had our first meeting last week, I guess it was, and talking about the event and all those things. So we're working on what that's going to look like, and we'll let you know.
I'm looking forward to it. That'll be a bunch of fun. I think Sheila and I will have a blast.
No, I know we will. That'll be fun.
Sheila's just excited someone's going to be videoing. She loves to be on video. Sheila Scruggs does.
Also coming up, the Celebrating America's Heroes. It's a Wreaths Across America. So that's coming up on May the 13th at the Cookeville Mall.
A lot of stuff coming up at May.
Yeah, they bring in this unit. It's a mobile unit. Because we do the Wreaths Across America every Christmas. Put the wreaths on the veterans' mm-hmm. graves in City Cemetery and Crestlawn Cemetery. We partnered up in a huge event. But they bring this mobile unit. It's this huge tractor-trailer truck, and they open it up. And if you hadn't seen it, it's really neat to go see. It's going to be at the what we call the old Cookeville Mall. It'll
forever be
for
that.
For all of us.
It's always going to be the Cookeville Mall.
The old Cookeville Mall. Yeah. So it'll be there, and that's going to be a great event also.
So can you just go and get a wreath? Is that how that works?
Or? No, this is just to be able to go down and see about the whole program.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's a display inside.
It's a display inside of it. And then we'll start somewhere probably about October putting it out for folks that want to donate to do the wreaths. I think we did about 1,500 of those last year. It's a lot of veterans buried in those two cemeteries.
Yeah.
And that is 10 to 4 May 13th. That's on Monday, May 13th.
Right.
All right, so to some general questions here that we have to ask every time or we're not doing our job. How far along are we on the new fairgrounds?
Making good progress. The new convention center, welcome center, is in the dry.
Oh, really? Oh,
great. Hope to have it finished sometime in this fall to be able to start taking events, hopefully before Christmas. The rest of the fairgrounds, the midway's finished. They're doing curb and guttering and gravel and paving. Mm-hmm. Talked to the company this week. They're looking at starting paving and think that they'll have all the paving and all that done in the first part of June. We got the arena being developed. We got the grandstands bleachers that will be put in starting around the 1st of July through August. Then we'll do the arena after that's in and get the fences up and all that kind of stuff. So our goal is we'll have the fair there next year.
It's really moving fast now.
It is moving fast. That's 165 acres on that one side because we didn't develop all of it. We only developed about 80 to start with. A lot of earth to move.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things to do. And supply chain shortage is still out there. We had to order the grandstand bleachers like 15 months ahead of time.
You're
kidding.
Yeah. To get that. And so it's just.
Randy, that's over a year.
I know.
Man.
Well, she's.
Well, I tell you.
She's on top
Randy,
of it.
Randy, you're not messing with no.
I know.
You got to know.
I forgot.
You're here with Sheila Scruggs.
Wow.
You need to know that.
I'm
Thank
just
you,
kidding.
Jason.
She knows all of her months, colors.
Wow.
Primary.
Yeah. Doing good.
Y'all are a hoot. I love being on this show.
So this is for sure then.
Yeah.
The last fair at the fairgrounds.
We don't. We'll have the new one ready. We're looking at the VA letting us know something if they're going to be there. Probably this fall, we'll know if they're coming. The developer that has the rest of the fairgrounds is working on his master plan, whether the VA comes or whether it doesn't. Mm-hmm. We think that that they'll take it, but folks probably don't realize we're not just building this new fairgrounds to be building one.
Right.
The old one is in a dilapidated state.
For sure.
The grandstands, those things are 70 years old.
Yeah.
That's older than me, Jason.
Again with the math.
Yeah.
I'm on it quick. Today.
Stand back.
Yes, today's
it's
the day.
It's coming at you fast now.
We have to have a structural engineer that comes out each year to make sure that those are still safe. So he says, Randy, there's coming a day here that I'm going to say, you can't, and that's not very far out. So
yeah.
We safety is number one, and we want to make sure that we've got the new one ready and we not take any chances. So unless just some kind of major catastrophe happens, we will be there next year.
Next year. So this 2024 fair is for sure.
That's the thing. I mean,
well, because it's been funny for like the past three or 4 years. This is the last time at the Putnam County Fairgrounds.
Well, I told them not to say that.
Well, maybe not.
Yeah, because you don't know. We had other developers that had options on it. You know if they were going to take it or not. And I said, no, you know, wait.
So he told them not to say it, and they didn't
listen
to Randy.
And they did it. Yeah.
When you don't listen to Randy, you get in trouble.
That's what happens. Now, another question, and me and a buddy were talking about this. You know, the arch out front there on Jefferson, is that going?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. We were wondering about that because that has to, right?
It has to go.
Okay.
That's probably the oldest feature maybe at the fairgrounds that's still left other than the grandstand stuff that won't go, but it'll definitely go. We're looking at doing a display down there with some of the old memorabilia. Mm-hmm. So
it won't be part of the new entrance.
It's not big enough to be part of the entrance, but it could. It could be close to the new entrance, so you're going to see it when you come in. We want to make it.
It's not big enough to be part of the new entrance. I caught that. That's going to be.
Yeah.
So you got four lanes.
The
new entrance that comes in.
So that'll be a lot better too.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. Got parking in the two big parking lots out front. About 1,200 people can park just in those two parking lots, not counting the other parking that'll be around there.
That's great.
Well, that's been a problem now.
Well,
landlocked. I mean, if you get eight, we park about 900 cars at the 4th of July, and that's really packing it.
Yeah.
So it's just not big enough.
Well, then you're parking in a field.
Parking in a field.
Yeah. Which, it's never bothered me, but,
It's always worked.
But it's going to be nice to,
be on a paid parking lot.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's like we know what we're doing.
I'm not going to know how to act on pavement.
We're going to have some lessons to help everybody, too.
Well, we know she won't be skipping.
No. We need to work on that.
Yeah. I might be skipping.
Is there therapy for that?
Maybe Leisure Services could do something.
Yeah.
Or the county parks could do some skipping lessons.
I used to jump rope. Maybe I need to start that up again, and then I'll get into skipping after that.
I got $20 says you couldn't jump a rope.
I think I'll take the other side of that. I believe she can.
Thank you, Randy.
I need to quit making these bets. There was a Zoom call going on, and Ray Ray from Kiss FM, she was somewhere else, and I texted her. I said, I bet you can't work potato into this conversation. She absolutely did.
Of course.
So now I owe her $5.
Of course, Ray Ray did.
She's my producer for my show. She can work wonders. Let me tell you.
Exactly.
That gal has got
exactly.
it.
Yeah, she's smart. I never should have made that bet with her, but she sure got it in.
I'm smarter than I act.
Lord, we hope so.
He's just, ever since general manager.
Yeah. Oh, he was like that before.
Oh, was he like it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Titles don't change me.
You just thought it would stop with the title, and it didn't.
It didn't.
Randy Porter, County Mayor, Putnam County Mayor, in the studio with us. Randy, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Always glad to be here. Thank you.